For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
Senator Tammy Baldwin called for Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem to resign in light of lawless immigration and custom enforcement agents, the killing of two U.S. citizens on her watch, and her subsequent lies in response to the Americans' deaths in a virtual press conference.
We need some accountability at the Department of Homeland Security, and that starts with Kristi Noem. Kristi Noem has overseen the killing of two Americans in Minneapolis. That's two out of the three homicides in the city this year. She has blatantly lied to the American people, telling them not to believe their own eyes. She is overseeing total and utter chaos in our country, putting more American lives at risk every day. And that is why she has to go. She needs to be fired or she should resign. ICE is simply out of control and this chaos has to stop. And the president needs to pull these armed, masked agents out of Minnesota before someone else gets hurt.
Baldwin also called for an independent investigation into ICE officers' killing of Alex Pretty and Renee Good. After the killing of Alex Pretty, Senator Baldwin announced over the weekend that she would not support any additional funding for DHS without increased transparency, accountability, and stronger guardrails to rein in ICE. The U.S. Senate will consider a package of funding bills for fiscal year 2026 this week, including funding for the Departments of Homeland Security, which oversees ICE. Democratic candidate for governor and state representative Francesca Hong says her campaign is powered by and for the community. Isabella Nieto reports.
When a candidate takes corporate PAC money, APAC money, they are beholden to those large donors and not so much the everyday person. We're really proud to have over 7,400 individual donations, and I think that makes us even more beholden to the people and not the corporations.
That's Hong in an appearance on the WXCO morning show on Monday. Her campaign message emphasizes grassroots organizing and small donors. She's also active on social media.
As much as I would like to be everywhere doing everything, sometimes meeting voters where they are where they are in terms of the digital spaces as well. And so we've invested heavily in digital, including social media, making sure that we have a YouTube presence.
Hong says she aims to make government accessible.
These are also where folks are having important conversations and want to know more about their elected officials. So we've really chosen to make sure that we're communicating clearly what our campaign's about on these digital platforms.
Hong wants to create permanent affordability by increasing wages, expanding Badger Care, and public school funding. She says including these policies in the state budget sets expectations.
So regardless the makeup of the legislature, it's the responsibility of the governor to make sure that there is a clear agenda on what we want to accomplish to make sure that every Wisconsinite have what they need to have a good quality of life and a life that they can live with dignity.
Hong represents the 76th Assembly District, which includes downtown and the east side of Madison. She is one of several Democrats vying for the state's top seat and identifies herself as a Democratic socialist.
The Weston School District will give residents of the district an opportunity to vote on an operational referendum on April 7th. This year, the state allowed school districts to increase their revenue limits, but provided no additional general school aid to fund it. This means the entire cost of the increase became your responsibility. Loretta Bormet is the Director of Business Services for the district.
Really, the K-12 budget that was passed in terms of the state biennium, they gave us a $325 revenue limit increase. However, the 0% increase to general aids really kind of was two steps forward, two steps back for us. What that means then is that property taxes then were being shifted really from aid to our taxpayers. So many taxpayers are seeing an increase to their taxes and are looking at local school districts thinking that it really came from us.
Your property tax bill is a complex balance of state funding decisions, inflation, and local assessments, not just school board spending. Approximately 71% of Wisconsin school districts actually saw their state general aid decrease this year.
For us specifically, we lost over $190,000 in state general aid due to some of those decisions made at that level. In addition, the per pupil amount that's lagged behind inflation has had a huge impact on our district, as many other districts. That lag has been by about $3,600 since 2009. And so if you take that number towards, you know, times your three-year membership average, that's very impactful to districts. For us, it's around $900,000 difference if we looked at that inflationary increase if it had kept up.
Anyone that wants to learn more about April's operational referendum, contact Molly Kasten by email at kasten@weston.k12.wy.us or call 608-983-2380, extension 204. Richland County property owners are reminded that Saturday is the final due date for 2025 real estate property taxes. Taxes are due and payable to your township, village, or city treasurer as addressed on your tax bill during the local municipal treasurer's collection period through January 31st. The county treasurer's office cannot accept payments for the current 2025 taxes until February 1st. Some municipalities are accepting online payments as an option this year, and this list can be found on the Richland County Treasurer's website. The Richland County Treasurer's Office reminds all homeowners that use their homes as their primary residence as of January 1st to check their tax bills to be sure a lottery credit was applied. To receive a lottery credit on the 2025 taxes, homeowners need to turn in the 2025 lottery credit claim form to their local municipal treasurer by January 31st. Lottery credit claims forms can be obtained from your local municipal treasurer, the Richland County Treasurer website, or the Department of Revenue website. Those wishing to apply for the position of 79th Alice in Dairyland are reminded applications are due Friday. This one-year full-time contractual position starts July 6th. If chosen, you will travel solo throughout the state and be required to have weekly in-person office time at the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection's Madison office. To apply, provide a cover letter, completed application form, resume, and contact information for 3 professional references to datcpalice@wisconsin.gov by 4:30 Friday. Application materials are available on the Alice in Dairyland website. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
Badgers bounce back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, college hoops. The Badgers had only scored 17 points at halftime. Minnesota looked like they finally were on their way to getting a win at Wisconsin. The Badgers came roaring back in the second half. Beat the Gophers 67-63. Wisconsin's Nick Boyd on what was the key in the second best comeback in Badgers basketball history.
Down in that situation, down 18 at half, we just like, man, when we come out, we just got to communicate and just bring energy any way we could. So being physical, I think, really changed the second half.
NBA, it's the Bucks and the Wizards tonight in the nation's capital. The NBA trade deadline now a week away. And ESPN's Sham Sharania says more rumors about trading Giannis.
The Bucks have indicated to rival teams that they would want as a price point a young blue chip talent in all of this.
NFL, the Packers have a new linebacker coach. It's the Bills defensive coordinator, Bobby Babish. The Dolphins' Jeff Hafley has now hired 3 of his assistants in Green Bay to join him in Miami. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Sunny and cold today with a high right around 12 this afternoon. The wind won't be all that strong, but enough to keep that wind chill hovering around 0 here most of the day. Tonight, partly cloudy, 4 below 0. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 14. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.